Okay.
I'll turn it back over to Mr. Sharp, and may they all be that straightforward and short.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
I'll meet you. Now we're back with the other version.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
We'll take our next case under new business from the top of the agenda. Case number 12,122, Lynn Craig, seeking variances from the front yard setback on a through lot and a variance from the fence height requirement under section 115-34, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the intersection of Hickory Lane and Keenwick Road. The 911 address is 38178 Keenwick Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, map 20.09, parcel 58. Staff would note, we received 0 letters of support, 2 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Staff would also note that after advertising this particular case, it was discovered that there was a prior variance discovered for the fence height dated 1976. Therefore, the request for a variance tonight for the fence is not required. I will note that the letters of opposition we received was from a concerned homeowner on Hickory Lane that was concerned about the request for the variance from case number 12,122. Their concern is regarding the height of the fence and visual impairment that it may cause pulling out of Hickory Lane onto Keenwick, that it would impact drivers being able to see oncoming traffic traveling on Keenwick, and that the intersection is already a difficult place to pull out. Constructing any height of a fence would make it even more of a hazard. And then we also received a second letter, also in opposition to the fence height, which was not required. So, and that's all I have.
All right, thank you. Ma'am, you can go down and be sworn in if you would, please. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Lynn Craig, 38178.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Before Ms. Craig begins, I did just want to also note, and I apologize, that the variances for the through lot that were being requested is 24.4 feet from the 30-foot front for proposed pool house to replace an existing pool house, and 11.8 from the 30-foot front for an existing pool.
Okay.
I was thinking something. Could you repeat that, please?
The request is for a 24.4-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard for the proposed pool house. The proposed pool house is intended to replace an existing pool house, and then 11.8 from 30-foot front for an existing pool. And again, this is a through lot.
Okay.
We're going to provide this. I do not have that in.
We have a small one
in the packet.
Yes, ma'am. We have a small one in our packet.
Okay.
Like that. Okay.
You'd
have
to
hand it down
to
the secretary, please.
We can pass it down.
Good evening. My name is Lynn Craig, and I am seeking a variance from the front yard setback on a through lot to rebuild an existing pool house, and also seeking a variance for an existing pool. The house was built in 1974. And my father purchased the house from the original owner in 1988. So the house has been in my family for 30 years now. As you can see, the house was built on a triangular shaped lot, and as a result, I cannot relocate my pool house where the zoning ordinance says it should be placed. And this makes it inordinately difficult for me to make reasonable use of my property and obey the zoning ordinance. As you can see by the drawings prepared by a licensed surveyor and architect, the existing pool house right now is 466 square feet. I am looking at rebuilding that, and it would be 455 square feet. Right now, I guess I'm considered having two front yards. And I'm assuming when this was built, they considered that Hickory Lane, that was a side yard when that pool house was originally built. And I do have existing photos of the house. It is a very unique house. So it's not, the character of the house is not really in character with all the other homes because it is a very modern, mid-century home. So I'm only looking to really do a home improvement for the pool house. As you can see, it's a very distinctive home. And the fence, if I may add, is already existing, and I do not plan on doing anything with the existing fence. So I'm not sure what the concern is for the visibility on Hickory Lane turning onto Keenwick.
The fence is okay.
The fence is okay,
yeah. The fence is okay.
Mm-hmm. I think what happened was when this was advertised, they hadn't found the variance from 1976.
Okay.
They discovered that after.
Okay. The fence is not an issue tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mears, I'll start
I'm
with you.
I'm familiar with the property. It's a very awkward, small lot with, it seems to be, two front setbacks. Did you say you're remodeling the pool house?
Yes.
So it's a remodel.
It's a remodel.
There's no additions.
No.
Everything
is... I mean, I want to take it down and rebuild it.
Okay.
So you're not remodeling.
And it's going to be a one-story building.
It's existing footprint.
Well, it's going to actually be smaller is what I'm looking at doing.
Okay. But you're not encroaching into the setback anymore?
No. If anything, I'm decreasing it.
Okay. No further questions.
So you're going from 466 to 455 square
yes.
feet with this addition?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will have another question. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Were you aware that no CO was issued for the pool and the fence?
No. Again, the house was built in 1974, and my father purchased it in 88.
Well, the building permit for the pool and the fence were in 1976.
Okay. I don't think we ever found anything. So that was prior to my knowledge. And I just am an owner now of the last few years of the house.
Could you run through the five items, which is the criteria for a variance, please?
The hardship, I think I've accomplished that. And I am improving the lot and...
If you go by what you've answered, it'll tell you the five different criteria.
When you
do you need
out?
A copy?
Yeah, the application you filled out.
Okay, let's see.
We have a copy of them here for you, ma'am.
Your responses.
They're the ones that you filled out, if you could read those to the board.
Okay, the uniqueness of the property, it's a through lot with two front yards.
Okay.
Cannot otherwise be developed. There's nowhere else to place the pool house on the property. It cannot, I can't relocate where the pool pump is. This was not created by me. This was all built by the original owner. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, this house has its own uniqueness. I don't think it's going to change the character of the neighborhood. The minimum variance, I will not be adding to the existing encroachment. More than likely, I will be decreasing it.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Any questions?
Just a couple. It looks to me from your survey there, site plan, that there is a fairly large gap between the edge of paving of Hickory Lane and your property. Do you know how much of a gap that is?
The five, is that what you're looking at?
There's your property line, and then there's a line that says edge of pavement. I don't know, do you have your...
We have a large grass area.
Okay. How far...
Here, this would help.
Maybe when you look at the aerial view of the home.
I guess question is, how far is it from maybe the edge of Hickory Lane, the paved portion of that, to where your pool house is, for example, or the proposed pool house?
I don't have the exact footage.
Just an idea. Just an idea.
Just roughly.
What would you guess?
Where the pool house is located now from the edge of the pavement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ballpark. Could you do that, please?
Yeah, like it says here, your pool, for example, is 22.
Thank you.
0.2 feet, if my math is right, from the property line, but I'm guessing that's actually further from Hickory Run, the paved part.
Right.
And I'm guessing that's the same with your proposed pool house as well, that it's further away from the paved part of that road.
Let me think. How many feet would that be? Maybe 25.
Have you had any complaints about the pool or the prior pool house?
Never.
And I take it you've not added on to the pool or anything that was
no.
there, same as when you bought
mm-hmm.
it? All right, I have no further questions, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the variance as requested. It is unique that it has two front yards. It was not recreated by the applicant, and it cannot otherwise be developed. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and she is asking for a minimum variance to provide relief.
Thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
I second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,122. All those in favor of the motion, again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Mears? Aye for the reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway. For the previous reason been stated, so by a vote of 3-0, case number 12,122 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Next case, please.
Seeing that Mr.